Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Amy here with another episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast, and I can't wait to dive right in with you. What is the number one thing that most people don't look at, but they need to, and it impacts your marriage and your business? It's like a riddle day today, except for I'm terrible with riddles. I never get them right. So what is it? The number one thing that impacts your marriage and your business, and people really don't look at closely or name them, are your values. Yep, your values are your true north. They are the foundation for how you conduct yourself in business and marriage. Honestly, it is some conversation that you have to have. In businesses, you will sometimes see their values on the wall, but most people can't tell you what they are. In your marriage, it's what defines whether you have a healthy, strong marriage or a marriage that's destined to crash and burn. If you are aligned in most of your values, of course, we're going to have conflict in marriage. We have conflict everywhere in every relationship, even at work. But if you are total opposites in your value systems, you are going to really, really struggle. And it's not something that we talk about. It's not something that we look at. It's just kind of assumed. But honestly, your values are your true north. They are the foundation for how you conduct yourself in your business and your marriage. They impact everything. They impact what you do every single day. Your values impact how you do what you do every single day. Your values are how you communicate. Your values are how you manage your relationship in all areas of your life. And honestly, what you value impacts your life on the world. What legacy are you looking to live? Right? What legacy is it? What are you wanting to leave? And what are you wanting to live? You live within your values, and what impact do you want on the world? We all have various ways. Some are like, man, I'm going to change the world in this area, or you know what? I'm just going to help this lady across the street. And that is perfectly okay, but it's your value systems that make the difference. So think of this too. Even when they're unspoken, your values underline every single decision you make. But people don't often intentionally think of them as they're making decisions, or how what we are saying and doing in our relationships, they are more often unseen and unheard. However, they should be the beginning point for every single decision you make in business and in marriage. Because values say, this is how I want to live my life. This is who I am. Now, problems arise when you don't know who you truly are, or your self-worth is damaged, or your values are polar opposite from that of your spouse. It is important to have the conversation of your core values and go deeper into understanding why each of these values are held. That is in your marriage and that is in your business. You need to have this exercise in place. So let's talk about core values in the business first, and then we're going to go to marriage. So in the business, I have core values for the counseling center and for the way that I want to run my companies. How do I get my staff to know what these are? Well, every quarter I try to talk about them, but every year at our annual meeting, we talk about our mission, vision, values. And the way I introduce it day in and day out is that we have a team meeting every Monday, and we bought a $12, 12-inch plastic trophy with some ribbons on it on Amazon. And every Monday, I started it off. I nominated somebody as the trophy winner based on one of our core values and how they lived it at the counseling center. Then they, the next week, nominate one of their coworkers for their value that they caught them seeing. So it does a couple of things. It aligns your team around the values. You very quickly find out who is not sticking to them, who may not be a perfect teammate for the culture that you want to build. It makes your teammates bond because now they have to watch each other and catch each other and think of each other each week. It provides positivity coming in and it reinforces them every single week. The values, which improves your culture, which improves the outcomes, which scales your business and your revenue. So, for example, one of ours is unwavering integrity. We are 100% honest 100% of the time, even when it's hard. Another one, prioritizing people, both internal to the company and external. I firmly believe that if I take care of my team will take care of the clients, and my clients will take care of the business. So I have to prioritize the people. We have purposeful balance. We are committed to a quality of life. We promote a work-life balance that you could be successful at both. I don't want anybody coming to work and serving our clients when they are not serving their own children, their own marriage, and their own self. That is extremely purposeful thoughts for purposeful balance with us. We are willfully unique. We have relentless wow. That is a process, and all these values are. Anytime I make a decision, I run them through these values. Do they fit these values? Do they live up to the standards we are setting for ourselves in this company? We want to be unique, do things differently, and give you relentless wow. We are committed to community engagement. We want to be a key resource for mental health in our community. That means we go to community events. That means we speak when we're asked to speak at the school district or the Chamber of Commerce or somebody's company. We create with daring innovation. Think like there is no box. I hate the saying, I think outside the box. No, think like there is no box. Why do we even have to have a box? Dare to innovate like there is no box. And finally, this is my favorite value. We are lifelong learners. We never stop growing and learning. In fact, I have an entire day each week built into my schedule where I am doing nothing but learning, whether that's reading, taking an online course, going to a training, whatever that is, I spend an entire day each week living up to that value. So those are ways that you can do that in your business. It's almost the same for your marriage, right? So I have had my team get these core value cards, and they have come up with their own set of team core values. It was an exercise that we did at our last annual retreat, and they loved it. It brought about teamwork. They had to negotiate them. They had to say why they're important. And then now at the end, the whole team had to come to a consensus. So it was fabulous. At home, what I would tell you to do is you could print out off of Google a core values list. It's easy. Just Google it. I have this exercise in my Spark Reignite Your Marriage online course for couples that need that spark to be reignited. It's one of the most powerful lessons and exercises you can do as a couple. And it is the number one that I get the most feedback on from people that have gone through my course that said it was the most helpful. So I'm quickly going to tell you how to do it easier and easily without having my course. If you want my course, then email me, counselor@amywinecounseling.com. And it's not open right now, but I can send you a backlink to it because I want everybody to have the help when they want it. Now, here's the thing. Go to Google and print off a core values list. Make sure there's 50 to 100 on there. Each of you, wife and husband, take it. And I want you to circle your top 25, right? Maybe top 20 is enough. And then I want you to take those and I want you to put them in groups. So for instance, if you have trust as one, and there's other words that kind of mean trust, that's all going to go in a group together. You're going to start seeing themes across the core values, right? When you look for lifelong learning, one of those reading could be another value, right? Put those in there. You're going to put them into five groups or clusters that they kind of have the same meaning. Then I want you to go through each one and pick two out of each group. So then you would have 10. Then I want you to go to one step further and I want you to really dive into what are your top 5 to 8 core values. They speak to who you are. Now you're doing these separately at this point, right? Then you come back together and I want you to share with each other why each one of those is important to you, or tell a story from childhood or previous experience as to what it is meaning to you. Then you guys want to compare yours together and see where your sameness and differences are, right? You need to know that. Just awareness can help you build a healthy, strong marriage, just like you can build a healthy, strong company by knowing and living to your values. So they go kind of hand in hand, which in this podcast, I'm going to keep showing you the parallels between marriage and business. It is uncanny how many I can find. I'm going to blow your mind on that. So keep listening ahead if you have any interest in this. So then try to come up with y'all's top 5 to 8 from your joint list and see if you can have those values and catch each other living them out. And then praise each other for it. Hey, I saw you the other day that, you know, you want to do be willfully unique and relentless wow me, and you went and got my car detailed. And wow, I've never had it so clean before. I mean, seriously, it's as simple as that, people. All right, go do it. Respond, send me an email, tag people in this podcast. And if you could, please give me a rating and review. Apple Podcasts thrives on that. I need to thrive on that. And I'm not good about asking for that. So if you could go to Apple Podcasts and go to my podcast and hit the 5 stars, if you're so inclined, and leave me a few words. It's encouraging to me to keep going, but it also helps the algorithms of podcast land. So it doesn't matter where you're listening to it from. You have to do that on the Apple Podcast. Anyway, thank you. Have a fantabulous day. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to head right on over to Facebook and join our private group. It's a positive, encouraging private environment specifically geared towards the dynamics of married entrepreneurs and high achieving professionals. In this group, we are going to talk about balance, connection,
and purpose so that you can ultimately stop surviving and start thriving in life, marriage, and your business. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at marriagesparks.com. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram at marriagesparks and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in the future. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.